My ideal road trip is to start at my childhood home in Princeton, take a left down Scott Avenue, take one more left past the old firehouse that no longer has its alarm, and then start going west and just keep going with no map whatsoever. Just follow the roads west. Each intersection decide, do I go straight, left, right? At a roundabout, I could just keep going around in circles if I didn't know which exit to take till one felt right. But generally, keep my eye on the sun to know which direction was west and weave my way across America till I hit the ocean. Time is really funny to me.
It seems that road trip,
the more that time elapses, the less grasp I have on it.
Take a left.
When I was a kid, summers felt like they lasted forever.
The old,
and now
firehouse that
I bet this summer is already over.
And then start.
It must be something about the way the brain processes new things.
No map whatsoever, just
maybe
the roads west.
Maybe my brain is just getting
do I go
a little
left, right,
stayed
at a roundabout. I could just
but I really hope that one of these days, maybe when I start losing my memory, everything will seem new again,
but
and I'll have another endless summer
to know which direction was west and weave my way across America till I hit the ocean.
Time is really funny to me. Maps are really confusing objects to me.
Time elapses, the less
I always fancy myself to be more like a bird where all I have to do is kind of flap my wings and I'll always know if there's a mountain below me, an ocean in front of me, a tree about to hit me. But once I get this flat thing and I have to open it up and find out where I figure in onto this one-dimensional surface, all of a sudden I'm completely lost.
I really hope that one of these days, maybe when I start losing my memory, everything will seem new again and I'll have another endless summer.
To know which direction was west and weave my way across America till I hit the ocean. I really like looking at the sky.
Maps?
I like the way the clouds take on the light or don't take on the light. I like the way color filters
flap my wings
through clouds, the way that light filters through water. I used to play soccer when I was a girl. For 10 years, I was a very, very terrible soccer player.
And I have to
probably because I spent most of the time looking at the sky, wondering what was going up there, going on up there, wondering where those birds were going, whether it was going to rain, hoping it was going to rain so that I wouldn't have to play soccer anymore.
To know which direction was west and weave my way across America till I hit the ocean.
I really like looking at
the
sky.
Memory is such a funny thing.
I like the way the
because
to me.
The more you think about a memory, the less true it becomes.
I like the way
I heard it once said that if there were two people who shared a first kiss, others that light filters.
And one person thought about it all the time, replayed it in their mind over and over, and the other person never thought about it again their whole life, and then was asked, and these both people were asked at the end of their life to recall that first kiss, that the person who spent so much time thinking about it, dreaming about it, remembering it, has a completely inauthentic memory of what actually happened, and the person who never thought of this first kiss actually has an absolutely accurate memory of that kiss. I fancy myself to be a pretty healthy eater. One of my favorite things to do in a new place is to go to the market.
I heard it once.
And no matter if I know how to speak
the
local language or not, I gesticulate
and one person
and pick out
all the time
the food that appeals to me, that speaks my language, and I bring it back to the hostel or the kitchen that I'm staying in at the time, and I put together some kind of creation that could never really come together
dreaming about it
in any other place at any other time.
Has a completely inauthentic
memory of what actually happened, and the person who never thought of this first kiss actually has an absolutely accurate memory of that kiss. I fancy myself to be.
There's a story that my mother used to tell me before I went to bed.
One of my favorite things to do in a new place.
It was about two fish.
To go to the market.
One was a big fish.
One was a little fish.
I know how to speak.
If there were two,
they didn't really know each other,
but they swam around together. They didn't know each other's name. They didn't know where they were going. All they knew is that there was always a big fish and always a small fish.
And I bring it back.
They would swim around in this big ocean that they didn't know the name of. They would swim past seaweed, and I put together under caves. They would eat other little fish together. They would pick up sand and poop it out. Nothing mattered in the world to these two little fish except that the other one was there.
And the person who never thought of this first kiss actually has an absolutely accurate memory of that kiss.
One thing that I'm really grateful for is that I am not an artist at night. It was about two fish.
One was a big fish.
One was a little fish.
I know how to speak.
They didn't really know each other, but they swam around together. They didn't know each other's name. They didn't know where they were going. All they knew is that there was always a big fish and always a small fish.
And I bring it back.
They would swim around in this big ocean that they didn't know the name of. They would swim past seaweed, and I put together under caves. They would eat other little fish together. They would pick up sand and poop it out. Nothing mattered in the world to these two little fish except that the other one was there.
And the person who never thought of this first kiss actually has an absolutely accurate memory of that kiss.
One thing that I'm grateful for, I really love the fact that after spending 7 years with the man that I spend my life with, that after all these years, even though he finds it so, so annoying that I have this weird obsession with puns, that he desperately tries to come up with them, even though they're, every time he tries, it's a horrible, horrible failure.
And I put together
under
have some kind of creation.
They would eat other little fish together. They would pick up sand and poop it out. Nothing mattered in the world to these two little fish except that the other one was there.
And the person who never thought of this first kiss actually has an absolutely accurate memory of that kiss.
One thing that I'm really I hope that I will always be able to appreciate the man that I spend my life with, what is beautiful in this world. And that I never get too jaded or too busy or too bored,
that I have this weird obsession with puns,
or too uninterested or too pompous to appreciate
every time he tries
the small, beautiful things that this world has to offer.
And I put together
they would eat other little fish together. They would pick up sand and poop it out. Nothing mattered in the world to these two little fish except that the other one was there.
And the person who never thought of